Quarterbacks depend on their supporting cast to succeed, and some NFL teams face serious challenges heading into the 2026 season. Discover why the Miami Dolphins and Cleveland Browns are struggling to provide adequate support for their quarterbacks. The Dolphins' roster looks grim. With Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle gone, their receiving core is in disarray. New QB Malik Willis will rely heavily on a shaky offensive line and a promising but untested group of receivers, including Jalen Tolbert and Tutu Atwell. Scouts are clear. They have the worst receiving core in the league, and it's not even close. This puts immense pressure on running back Devon Achane to carry the load. Meanwhile, the Browns are also in a tough spot. They're projected to have four new starters on their offensive line, including first-round pick Spencer Fano. Their most reliable receiver, Jerry Jeudy, has had inconsistent seasons. Despite some potential in young players like RB Quinshon Judkins and T.E. Harold Fannin, scouts are skeptical about their ability to overcome overarching issues. The coaching change from Kevin Stefanski to Todd Monken is seen as a downgrade. Tufflepane matters further. As these teams battle to build strong offensive frameworks, their quarterbacks face uphill battles.